Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers.
Your weekend hangover podcast.
And I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm your host, the Brown Guy.
And we're back. We're back, baby. Nobody knows the words. He just sings like,
it's like my friend Danny Pilpay when he's like, this is my jam. And then the song starts playing and he goes,
yeah, he doesn't know any of the words.
Like, dude, what do you mean this is your jam? You don't know anything.
Santana. Like, we'll get that chorus. We'll get that chorus.
We'll get that chorus. Santana did an album, I think in like 2010 or 2011, that where he did like remakes of like classic rock songs. Mm-hmm. And he did Back in Black. And it's like, it has this, I don't remember who like the female singer on it is, but he has Nas on it.
Oh, that's funny.
Like Nas the rapper. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Nas gets around, man.
Yeah, man. I really like
Nas. He's on that country song cruise, right? Isn't he on that too?
Oh, is he?
I think it's definitely some rapper, but I thought it was Nas. We should definitely go to the Google on that one.
Google.
Because I'd love to be.
My internet was working.
Well, yeah, you don't have any internet. I'd love to be right, but hey, you know what the pro of this is? No keyboard sounds from you.
Yep. I'll just go into my office and start typing.
Yeah. I'm like, no,
just for fun. Yeah, we went to COSI, which is a center of science and innovation. And they have this thing called I forget what it's called now. But essentially like you walk through time. Like you walk through, I think it starts at like the 1920s. And then like you walk through and then like you go through like a section and it has like a timeline with like pictures of stuff, you know, and then you go,
oh, it's Nelly. I'm so sad. It's Nelly.
Oh, Nelly.
On that. Yeah. On the Florida Georgia Line song. But then again, I'm not a fan. I'm not really a fan. So it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So continue. You were in the 1920s.
Yeah. And then it goes through and then it goes to like present day, but there's like this typewriter and I was like, see this typewriter, Noah? This is what people say on Facebook that I have.
He's like, you do, like, Dad. I've seen it. He's like, shh. So what's new with you, man?
Not much, man. Just relaxing and maxing and just acting all cool.
You were shooting some b-ball?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually was, yeah. Outside of our schoolhouse.
I hope there were guys there.
We do have a b-ball basket. No, they didn't get – no one got
definitely not a couple of guys. They could have been up no good.
Yeah, definitely this is a troublesome neighborhood. Yep.
So, yeah, no, that's good. I'm good. We're back. I've been
– How are you? Yeah, how are you feeling?
It was weird and gross, and I never want to talk about it again, so we're going to move on. Cool. So, yeah, no, I'm just behind on everything now, you know, because basically I could barely work for a week and right. I definitely couldn't flip, you know, so I'm just trying to catch up. And so it was pretty nutty. So my life was definitely interrupted pretty hard, but, you know, getting back into it. So,
yeah.
And of course, when you're not
flipping, your life was interrupted in a rock hard way.
No, I wouldn't.
Bad joke.
Dad jokes.
No, that's stupid. No.
Yeah, like, you know, it's bad. No, but like the thing too is like, cause I wasn't making extra money flipping. So the money that I had flipping is gone. You know what I mean? Like there was a little bit left, but I was like, oh, I'm going to use that to pay the car payment. You know what I mean? Like, so I didn't,
right. Yeah.
It all just went away without, ever having a chance to put it towards something else. So I just got to work my way back up. But that's how it is. That's how the flipping goes.
The flip side, moving on up, flipping on up.
But that's like a bonus about flipping though. Like, so instead of me like missing a car payment or being like, I don't want to touch our savings, I have like an extra savings account that I'm like, oh, okay, we'll just use, I'll use $600 of this. You know what I mean? Right. Instead of being like, oh, what are we going to do? Or, yep, I guess we're draining our savings account. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
It's definitely a bonus to have that for sure.
Just got my clutch broke and we had to spend like $715.
And you had to strip. Nice. You had to do some stripping to pay for it.
Flipping and stripping. Yeah.
He's like, how much is it? $715? What if I remove this shirt? He's like, you can leave.
He's like, he's like, if you keep your shirt on, it'll be $700. Done.
You're like, I'm taking my pants off. He's like, you keep them on, $315.
Yeah, like, done.
Okay, awesome.
That's pretty good. That's really funny, actually. I like it. I'll try the next time. I'll get arrested.
Okay. Like, yeah, see if you're like, boom, and you're like unbuttoning your shirt, and he's like, what is going on? He's like, yeah. I can put it on or I can take it off. Price to change those up to you, you know?
That's funny. Oh, man, that's pretty good.
So anyway, so you're saying you $715 on your car?
Oh, yeah, and it was just nice to like not need to – like we didn't have flip money, but like we've been setting money aside, like extra of our savings. Like, hey, this is just in case something happens. And it's nice that like we didn't have to dip into anything.
Right, like, right. Yeah, that's quote, definitely
unquote,
nice.
Real. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like once that security blanket's gone, man, when that savings account goes away and you're like, oh, no, I get like crazy nervous. Yeah.
You're like, when you need to like dip into the savings, you're like, no.
Yeah. Like, no, no. They're like, it's $10. No, don't do it.
Oh, that's funny.
You got anything flipping?
No, I flipped off Reverb.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Pennington style. So, like, I bought this VP Junior pedal for $35.
Which is a good deal. That's a good deal.
Yeah, and then this guy, like, the guy that I bought it from, you know, he wasn't, like, communicating. Like, I waited, like, 3 days, and I, like, tried to message him, and I couldn't. And then I, you know, talked to Reverb. I was like, hey, Reverb. I was like, this is I was like, this is what's happening. Like, I can't, like, message him. And they're like, oh, I'll look into it. I was like, oh, his account's suspended. And I didn't know why. And I was like, okay. And they're like, well, you could just wait until, like, tomorrow. Because I guess there's, like, a certain amount of time they have to ship it out. He's like, and then if they haven't sent you a thing by tomorrow, you can, like, request a refund. So that's what I did. And then I was, like, getting sick and tired of waiting. So, like, I went to PayPal. And I looked in, like, my like, the notifications. Because, like, they have the person's, like, email address when you – And so like I emailed that address. I was like, hey, I was like, just wondering if you're gonna ship that pedal. And he's like, yeah, man. He's like, sorry, I just like we've had snow and all this stuff, blah 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 blah. And then he's like, and then he's like, oh yeah, I don't have your address. Oh, he's like, your address doesn't work, which I thought was weird because like FedEx, because he sent it FedEx and FedEx always like delivers either to here or they just bring it to the post office because our little town is so small that we just don't have a mailman. We just have a post office. And so like, you know, I was like, okay, well just let me know. Like, let me know when you ship it, like send me tracking info or whatever. And he never did. And like, I didn't say anything. So like I emailed him like a couple days later. I was like, hey, did you ship it out? He's like, yeah, I shipped it. And then I got like an email, like a FedEx email from like Rare Pool Parts. I was like, this is weird. Like, I didn't order any pool parts.
Like, what is that? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, it came, and then it was, like, a long rectangle box. I was like, oh, I bet this is the pedal. And it was. And so I was like, okay, cool. This is fine. And then, you know, I was, like, trying to figure out how to set up my board and all this stuff. Like, what's the most effective way for right now how to do it?
Which took you 2 weeks, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't. It's, like, upside down, and I'm, like, using it wrong. Like, like I try to make it quiet, but it's so loud. I guess when your pedal's upside down,
you have all of them on upside down, and you're standing on it.
Yeah, you know, just breaking it, crushing under the weight. And so, oh yeah, so like, and then I get this email. Like I think it was like Monday. It's like you've been refunded $35, and I was like, oh, this is the best.
It was $35 shipped.
Yeah, $35 shipped. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah. So.
That's super funny. Like, that's definitely Paul Pennington's cool. Style.
Yeah.
And you I was trash. Like,
okay, whatever.
Join the crew. That's a merit badge.
We're going to give Cole out merit Duke, badge. Cole Duke is like, you're stealing from Peter and Paul. And I thought that was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Like, I mean, granted, like, if I put in a request or a refund or something like that, and then, like, nothing happens, then it is what it is. But, I mean, the fact that he kind of tried to contact you and gave you, like, the tracking is a little... All right.
Right. Yeah.
But like, oh, whatever. It's also his fault for not uploading it to Reverb and saying, here's the tracking number. I did send it. You know, like, and then they would have said, oh, okay, no problem. And they would have held off on the refund, you know?
Right. And I waited. He's like, I can't access my Reverb account. And I was like, that you have to have access to your Reverb account.
Well,
I would assume to try and take care of a situation, you know?
I think you can because, oh no, you know what? You want to know what though? Because I got kicked off Reverb before because I refused to give a refund. And because it was, so the guy, I don't know did I ever talk about this? So basically I sold, it's from Three Leaf Audio. It was called I don't remember, the Core Reactor or something Reactor. I don't remember. The Groove Reactor is what I think it was called. And it's basically just why can't I think of the name of it? I don't know. It's a pedal. It's an effects pedal.
Right. Good.
Yeah. I sold it. Oh, it was an envelope filter. But I sold it, and they go for quite a bit of money. And I sold it for, like, I think $300 or, like, $290 or something like that. I'd have to go back and look.
Uh-huh.
And the guy got it, and then he's like, it doesn't work, bro. And I was like, oh, do me a favor. Just try it with, like, a battery just to see, or try, like, a different – like, because it might be the specific, like, power supply you're using. Are you using the right kind, right. You know? And I was super nice, and I was like – if it's not working, it's not working. Like, I understand. Like, and I hadn't shipped. I shipped it just like regular, like not through Reverb, you know, even though I included right. The tracking number. So the guy sends it. He just, without even me asking him, he just sends it back. It just comes like, right. It just shows up at my house one day. And he's right. he's like, I sent it back. I want a refund. And I was like, I open it up and I look at it and it's used. Like, it's blatantly used. Like, it's got like, it was used before, but it didn't look like this. You know what I mean? Like, right. It was very neat. It looked pristine. And this did not look that way at all. And I was heated because I'm like, that sucks. Like, you can't just like use somebody's gear for like the weekend and then be like, oh, we played that gig. I'm sending it back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I sold $240 is what I sold it for originally. So the guy basically, I said, no, I'm not going to refund your money. And then Reverb was like, hey, you have to refund his money. I was like, I don't. Like, I don't. And he's like, well, then we're going to turn your account off. And I was like, go ahead. I'm like, but I'm going to take a stand because this is trash. And he's like, I'm like, the guy blatantly used it. It didn't come back in the condition that it was in. So the guy used it, broke it, and then said it didn't, or not, he didn't break it, actually. It worked. It worked fine. That was the thing too. He just used it and said, I said, so this needs to be handled. And they wouldn't do it. And they're like, we're really sorry. You have to take it back, but we're going to like, we're going to hook you up with some like bonus features, you know, like we'll do a bump for you for like the whole month or whatever, which is like their, you know how, like if you type in something, you do the cheapest price and still like expensive stuff shows up at the top. That's their bumps.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, we'll give you bumps for the month. We're going to give you like 500 bumps or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you don't understand. Like, this guy used an item, sent it back in a different condition than it was sent in, and then you're saying it's okay. And he's like, well, you accept refunds. And I was like, I do when people aren't trash. Like, and so eventually I caved and I you know, give the guy a refund just because, $250 is what it sold for. And then I resold it for $199 later on, but I was still out that $50, you know what I mean? And the thing was in mint condition, and then it wasn't in mint condition anymore, you know? And so I was like, that sucks. Like, and so I was super mad, but they basically locked my account. They wouldn't let me, I couldn't do anything. And I couldn't go and like, I couldn't even go. So he's probably right. He probably didn't pay his fees or something, but like, I couldn't even go and, do anything with it. So I couldn't like look at like my sales. I couldn't look at like, you know, like if I had a return, I couldn't look at that situation at all.
Right.
And so I emailed them and said, listen. And so I changed my, like my return policy and stuff. Cause it was also like, it was like on the eighth day, but cause he sent the email like within like 5 minutes of like the seventh day. Uh-huh. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so he's like, it's within the 7 days. I was like, is it? I was like, because it seems like it's 8 days. He's like, no. He's like, it's not. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that sucked. That was super annoying. but is what it is.
It be what it be.
But now that, yeah, now that I changed my policy on Reverb for selling, it's much better. I don't do any refunds on anything new, and you have 3 days to return it. So that way, like, you can't time it just right to get the pedal for the weekend and then use it. You know what I mean? Then send it back. It's not going to happen. Like, you're not going to be able to do that. So that's why I went with 3 days. I understand. Like, I had a guy that DM2, the guy said, oh, it's broken. It doesn't work. And then obviously it came back and it worked fine. You know what I mean? Right. And then it was kind of being a little weird, but it wasn't like what this guy was describing, you know? And, but I let him return it and I wasn't like a jerk about it, but he was like going off, you know, about it.
Yeah, it's kind of like the guy who's like, "This kid, these strings are too tight."
Yeah, these strings are too tight. I was like, "Tighten them, loosen them, do it, do whatever you need to." Yeah. I might sell that guitar this week. I don't know. I haven't played it in a long time, and I don't know. It's okay. So it's not like a super good player. I mean, it's from 1975, but it's not like amazing. Right. So I might sell it and then see like what I can get for it. If I can get like $1,200 for it, I'll be super happy about that. So, and plus I have too many guitars. Well, yeah. I have too many guitars. I don't need another Strat. That's the problem. And I have a 2001 Strat with like a, I don't know, like a 2007 body. And that thing just plays great. It sounds great, plays great. I love it. Right. So, I don't need another Strat. So I'm like, if I had to get rid of one guitar, like if I had to look at all my guitars and go, which one would I get rid of? I probably would get rid of that 75 Strat.
Right. Yeah.
Cause it doesn't have like a legit body. It has like a Japanese era, like copy body, but it's from like the '70s, I think the '60s or '70s. It's hard to date those bodies, but it's definitely like, it's old. It's all like, it looks relict cause it's all like cracked and beat up.
Right. Yeah.
So, and somebody had already taken the neck and put like four holes in it instead of the three holes. So it's like already set up for it, you know, cause you know, people do that stuff all the time. Cause back in the day, they're like, three holes is not, that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah.
So people were like modding them, you know.
We need four holes.
Four holes.
For ultimate sustain.
Ultimate sustain. This, there's one less screw. My tone is way off.
that's funny.
That's, yeah, probably also true.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that kind of leads into like a tip of the week is like being persistent with like returns and stuff. I've found like if you work with like the company, and even if the person isn't like working with you, you can still get kind of what you want out of it. And I, for the most part, I've always come out on top with that. But you know, you just nice and you just tell them the situation, and then when they say, oh, I don't know if I can help you, be like, I just need to talk to a manager then, and then you talk to that person, and usually you can kind of get somewhere, you know. But right. I think a lot of times, you know, and I've like back in the day selling stuff, even on eBay, I've had like, you know, things go bad. And then I just go, well, that sucks. I got screwed out of $100 watch. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. And then you give up, you know, and it was like, you know. So I just think you got to keep trying. You just keep contacting the company, contact the person, just see how far you can get with it, you know?
Yeah.
And worst case scenario, the company always seems to comp you something, you know?
Right. Like, I just really want to get some bumps on Reverb.
yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, Reverb kind of gave me a bump. And then I've had eBay within, like, the last couple of years, they gave me a gift card for, like, $30.
Oh, nice.
And it wasn't the value of the item, but it was just kind of like, I think they just felt bad.
Right, yeah. I feel terrible.
Yeah. So that stuff does happen. You just got to be nice and persistent and just keep trying to work through like all the red tape, you know?
Right. Yeah. The red tape. The red tape of death.
So I did have some flips while I was sick. Melissa helped me out like packaging them up and stuff. And some of them were like after we did sick our last flips podcast. Sick flips. Which is funny because one of these is a skateboard. I don't know if I talked about that. I sold.
I think you might have talked about like.
I bought it. I know I bought it. Yeah. So I bought it for $10. It was a vintage skateboard from like the 60s. So it was like, you know, one of those little skinny boards, you know. And I sold it for $48. So plus shipping. So I did well. I mean, I made $38 on a 2-second drive, you know.
Right. Yeah.
And then on the camera, I had talked about that before. So I basically, there was like a speed light for it. And then there's a camera and then a whole bunch of accessories and then another body. And the body was broken, which is fine. The guy told me it was broken, but I thought maybe, oh, just this doesn't work. Or, oh, maybe this doesn't work and you can still do okay. But I sold the body, camera body for 50, and I sold the light for 50, and then I sold the camera for 150, like the one that worked all the accessories. So I sold everything for 250, and then I paid 125. So I doubled my money on that. So that was a super good score.
Right, yeah.
And then I had this is funny. So on the very first Wheel of Pedals they ever did, I mailed in some garbage Behringer pedal, and I won a McCaffrey audio compressor, the like core reactor.
Right.
And I sold it this week cause I just don't use it. And I sold it for $125.
Oh, nice.
So that was a super good flip. I bought it for 10% of the, for 10% of the value I sold it for.
That's funny.
Yeah. So pretty funny. I mean, it was fine. I have like three compressors, and I was like, it didn't sound great on bass. So I was like, meh. I was like, I don't need it. So, and I think if I'm going to play bass, I'm just going to, my board's smaller now. So I'm just going to use my regular board and just, you know, just use certain settings on different stuff, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Instead of having two boards. Cause I was like, I need a bass board, which is fine when my other board was huge and then I don't use any of the effects, but now I have like a little bit smaller board. I'm like, okay, I can definitely still bring this and feel confident that I'm not like overdoing it, you know?
Right, you really just have like two less pedals.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, my board's a lot smaller.
I think I had five pedals on the bass board that I had. It was like, you know, a compressor. Like I had an overdrive and a fuzz, which I didn't use the fuzz at church, but it was just super fun to play on bass. And then I had a chorus pedal, and then a reverb. I think that was it. I don't think I had anything else. Because I didn't use it. I don't use like an envelope filter or anything.
Yeah.
I should, but I don't. Just doesn't work anywhere in my life.
Right. Yeah.
So, and then on my other board, I just have like 14 pedals. So it didn't really make sense.
Right. Yeah. I would like to put together like an acoustic board sometime. I don't know how much I would need one.
Well, Ephraim at our church uses one, and you know, obviously when you're playing, you don't hear it as much as you hear it through the house, but it does sound good.
Right. Yeah.
You know, he uses, delays a lot, those sound, and you know, uses some reverb, not a ton,
right,
but it sounds really good. And, what else he has something else on there. I think he has like a, like an amp sim or something on his board that just kind of gives him like a little bit of grip, but not like gainy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just gives him some, it's like the res, but it's not the res. You know what I mean? Even though the res doesn't do the same thing, but it just gives them a little like control over the like overall sound, you know?
Right. I mean, I'm playing electric at church today and tomorrow. Ooh, you're gonna
tear it
I'm
up.
Gonna try and
you should live stream it.
I was able to like use the OCD full tone. And like the BB preamp.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if I can like try and throw the Pelletier in there on like low fuzz.
No way.
Like you super think? Like quiet.
I don't think you could. I tried it a couple times at practice and people's heads have turned.
Yeah.
Which is funny. Yeah, it's pretty comical because
I'm gonna try it during practice, like just like clicking it on.
Yep.
I know there's like, because I have so single coil pickup, so there's a lot of like,
yeah, yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Like even if it's like even if the output's super low.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, if you just keep it in like one of the middle positions,
maybe I'll just wear my Pelletier shirt. Right?
Oh yeah, I've done that.
I'll just wear my Pelletier shirt and be like, Pelletier for praise.
Yep. That's funny.
Yeah, I do love that pedal though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, me too. It's amazing. I bought two pedals off of Eric Veronic for $200 plus shipping. And I got Pulp and Peel from JHS, and I got the Hoof, which is supposed to be a clone of the Russian Green Muff. I just could not get it to sound at all like the one I had. So I'm like, right. And I just sold it. I got $220 for it. So, which is good. Like that's a good deal on both sides. Like for somebody, I'm not going to get hurt on selling the compressor. I have it up for like $140. And I think if somebody offers me, you know, $130, I'll do it. And I made like $50, you know? So,
Yeah.
And when Eric sold it to me, he's like, it's a good price. Like we both felt it was fair. And he's like, I was like, well, why don't you get hurt on it? He's like, no, I got a good deal on both of them. So, but yeah, I just, I was like, this doesn't sound like what you're trying to tell me it sounds like. So I'm going to sell it. And it's not Eric. It's just like, even on, I tried to look for like, even like look at like videos of like people like comparing it to like the Russian Green Muff and seeing what settings they had. And nobody had that. They just say it sounds like the Russian Green Muff. And I was like, eh. I don't think it does.
You're like, I know my muffs.
I know. I got my big muffs, my nano muffs. There's no way to say that. I got my black Russian green big muffs. I got my red big muffs. I got my star. I got it all.
That's funny.
That was hilarious. Thanks, Clifton, for posting. Yep, that was
Clifton
awesome.
Clifton Worley, shout out. Shout out, Clifton Worley.
It's funny because I had seen it on their Instagram page, and I went, oh, they know me. And then Clifton posted it. Like right after, like 5 minutes after, and nice. I was like, "Yes,
pretty good." So. I'm really enjoying. We were talking about this on the phone earlier, but I'm really enjoying this whole '80s, '90s.
Oh my gosh, so awesome!
'70s cover, like live stream of In the Gear Slum.
Yeah,
definitely super fun.
Yeah, it's fun because like some of the stuff, you know, like I when I did On the Road Again, I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna look it up because I haven't." I know I've played it before, but I was like, I want to do kind of like a punky style and
Punky Brewster.
I know Punky Brewster style, and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes does it, and I didn't want to do their version either, you know, like even though like it's probably would have been better than mine, but which it is definitely better than mine. But then like I did, what else did I do? I did a MXPX song, and I hadn't played it in like 10 years, and I just like I just turned on the amp and I just played it, and I was like, I hope I know all the words. Yeah. So
I do like you're like Aaron Abubo, this one's for you.
Because the first time I ever saw a video from Aaron Abubo, it was the watering the lawn. I think maybe it was him watering the lawn when they first started, but it was dark, so you couldn't see him or anything. But then like the first time I ever saw him was he played like an MXPX song.
Right,
yeah. Like and I was like, oh yeah, he played like Always or whatever from MXPX, and I was like, oh, sweet. And then we had talked. That's how I kind of like befriended him, was because like I realized we like similar music, you know. And he had, at about the same time, I had sent in a song from like a grind band that I was in, and into like 60 Cycle Hum. And then he had commented that he like liked it or something. So I sent him like the album, you know. Oh, and nice. And so he's like, yeah, it's cool, I liked it. I was like, you're wrong. Like, it's not good. You are incorrect, sir.
You, sir, but, are incorrect, yeah.
But, yeah, it was, so that's why I was like, you know, I was out there in Abubo. But, you know, it's super fun. I like that people are, you know, it's funny because, like, you can see, like, people make mistakes, but it's just super fun. And then, like, people who maybe aren't, like, great singers are still doing it, which is awesome. I think it's fantastic.
Right.
And then, you know, like, there's some people who are definitely, like showmen and kill it, you know. So it's fun.
There's this app for the iPhone, and I'm sure it's for Android. It's by Smule called Sing, where you essentially essentially you pick a song and then like it's like karaoke for like two people. So like you sing something and then like other people do like the second part. But I would say it's like, you know, some of it's like super good, but then like some of it's like the drunk people, like they're not really drunk on the app, but they're like the drunk people at karaoke, where it's hilarious, like super funny and like really bad.
That's funny.
So this whole slum thing, it's just like karaoke, but it's all like awesome.
Sure. Yeah. And it's fun. It's super fun. Cause you're like, oh, that's a good song. I wish I had done that. Or, you know, even if it's not like good, you're like, that's awesome that he did it. You know, this one time I was on a cruise, and they always have karaoke at the cruises. And like my wife and I went, we didn't like participate at all, but it was just, we just sat and like played cards and stuff. And we went with like my aunt or whatever. And so we're, We're just like sitting there talking, having a good time. And this guy like kept getting up with his, like his wife, and he was probably like in his 60s and he had a fair voice, and his wife would like do backups and stuff. It was hilarious. So they kind of like there's only like four people watching or whatever, but then like they come down and we'd like clap or whatever. And then they came over, they're like, oh, thank you so much. And the guy had like a super soulful voice, you know, he's like, you never close your eyes. You know, he's like super deep and like, and you know, like you're like, this guy's amazing. And then after like the wife or whatever was like, or we started to leave and we're like, you guys did great. Keep it up. We hope to see you later. And then the lady's like, oh, I'm an amateur. He's the professional. And it was so funny. Just like how she's like, he makes me do it. Like, that's how it
yeah,
felt.
Yeah, yeah, that's funny. It was pretty awesome. Have you ever seen the video for like carb? It's like gas station karaoke.
I don't know.
It's like this black guy. He's like just pumping his gas, and it's like I think it's like a Jimmy Kimmel thing or whatever.
Oh, okay. And he's just singing when he's pumping gas.
Or it was like it was like the news. It's like, hey, you're on like this whatever karaoke, and he's like, me. And then it's like, oh, he's like I love me some karaoke. It's like, what do you want to sing? He's like, I can sing anything. It's pretty good. I'll link it up on the.
Yeah, put it on the page because I think it's pretty funny. Well, I used to really like this this show that was on like, I think it was on MTV or VH1 in like the 90s, and it was called like Motor Mouth. It was either 90s or early 2000s. Uh-huh. And basically, like, it was like a car dealership, and they gave you like a free test drive or whatever, and people would just go, and then they'd have the radio on and they record them. And they didn't really know, but then they're singing the songs on the radio.
Right.
And it's pretty hilarious because some people are super into it and killing it, and other people are just like, you know, like not singing anything.
Yeah.
But it was pretty fun. It was a fun show, but it was short-lived, you know?
Like most things on MTV.
Yeah. It should be more like MTV. I don't really know. MTV should just be done.
Yeah. Get out of here, MTV. You are trash.
They are trash.
I want my.
So, what else is new? Anything?
Just, man, not that I can.
Just being a rad dad?
Being a rad dad. Just try to do school. Do my homeworks and procrastinate. I decided that, like, when I try to do my homework early, I just can't. But then, like, when I'm like.
You got to be under pressure. You got to be under pressure.
Yeah, then I'm like,
and it's due in 1 hour.
Then I'm hacking the main. Then I'm hacking the mainframe.
Yeah, give me one more minute. Just give me one more minute.
Yeah. Like sweating. Like, Noah comes and like wipes my brow. Yep. He's like, it's okay, Dad.
They block me. They block me. Fruit. I gotta reroute it.
Feed me fruit snacks. throw them at me. He's just throwing fruit snacks at me. Back in my head. You're not That's helping. Yeah, you're pretty good.
Yeah, you're definitely like, I wouldn't say you're procrastinating. You just like the pressure, I think. Because you're like, oh, yeah. I have to read this entire book in 12 minutes. And I'm like,
Yeah, but that's when I just like, that's when I like,
it's when you thrive.
Turn all the pages. So I turn all the pages and I read it super fast, Johnny Five style.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Five, you're a great invention.
It's so good. I love those movies. The second one, I know it's not as good as the first, but I still love the second one more.
Need input. And then he gave himself like a biker.
He becomes a cholo. He's like, cholos kick your face. Those cholos kick your butt. Yeah. It's pretty hilarious.
Los locos, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah, they kick your balls into outer space.
That's what he says. Los locos kick your face. Los locos kick your balls into outer space. Los locos.
It's so funny. But that one's so good because he gets like...
a guy trying to break into his car and he's like, do you need help? He's like, yeah. Yes, I have locked my... I locked my keys inside my car. And he's like, oh, okay. <So good. laughs>
I love that, like it sucks, but when he gets like destroyed, you know,
but then he gets crow-plated out at the end.
Yeah. And he like, I can't remember how does he do it with it. He makes a mixtape. Directions on how to fight. It was like genius.
Yep. Yeah. And then that was how I became in love with the song. I need a hero. I need a hero to save me in the morning light. Like that's
It wasn't Footloose, because that's definitely where I know it from.
No, I didn't see Footloose till I was older. but definitely watched Short Circuit too, and I was like, I love this song because that's when he like he has like that.
That's when like he's that, driving when he's all
yeah,
like
no,
broken.
That's what, yeah, and he's going super fast, and then
and
he like shoots the magnet thing,
yeah,
like onto the thing, and he's like swinging.
Yeah, and he like
and
like
he's
the
like,
tread.
E-bud. He's all mad and stuff.
Yeah, like the tread is like flapping around as he like goes super fast. Yeah, it's awesome. I
yeah,
should
it's
watch
so
the
good.
movie. That's a super
I have to
good
watch that
movie.
movie. Yeah.
So talking about movies, you watch a movie yet?
I did. I actually watched Lawless.
Oh, it's so good. It's
It was
so
pretty good.
good.
Yeah, it was nice to like because I thought because like from the previews, I thought that like Shia LaBeouf was gonna play this like super like tough,
Tough role, yeah, like tough guy role.
But then he just like played like this like
Weasley rat kid, yeah.
Right, which fit him, but it also like it was nice that it wasn't what I expected.
Sure, because like I mean, he had done a bunch of like, you know, like more actiony roles where he's kind of being, you know, not the tough guy. I mean, he's not The Rock, but he wants to be like
The Rock.
A little bit tougher than he is, you know what I mean? So like especially cuz you know, like he's in Fury and he's in like, you know, just even like Eagle Eye, where he's just like not like a whiny little brat, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. I didn't mind Eagle Eye. What was
No, that's fine. That's a fine movie.
What was a neighbor one?
Oh, that one's
it
great.
Started with
Disturbia.
A D. I think,
Disturbia.
Yeah,
I saw it in the
Disturbia.
Theater.
Yeah, that was good.
That's a great movie. But he does play like the whiny kid in that movie.
Right. Yeah,
he's like the boy that cried wolf, basically, you know, in that movie, because they're like, ah, nobody believes him. He lies about everything. You know, he's like,
yeah.
Oh, that guy's killing people.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
Yeah, no, but he's so good in Lawless because it's just like a great, like he's just like that little, like he fits that like young brother that just wants to fit, just wants to show his brothers he can do it. You know what I mean? Just wants to fit in. But it's super good. Everybody's super good in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yep.
Is it Tom Hardy, right?
Yep, Tom Hardy. Yep. And
yeah, like when
those other
guys
guy's
attack
name?
him, when those guys attack him and he's like holding his neck closed.
Oh yeah, when they slit his throat. Oh, crazy.
Yeah, it's so gross.
It's
and he's like, stitch me up.
Yep. I watched it with Melissa and she literally stood up, turned, and walked out of the room.
That's funny.
Because, like, she doesn't like that kind of stuff. But, you know, like, Shia LaBeouf had just gotten, like, his beat up, like, pretty bad prior to that. I'm like, it's all right. Like, it probably – that was probably the worst of it. And then it just got so much worse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Jason Clarke. Jason Clarke is super good. That's the other brother. And he's, like – he's in, like, Zero Dark Thirty. And what else? There's something else he's in. I'll have to look here.
Oh, man, did you see 13 Hours?
I didn't. Was it good?
That was pretty
I'll
good.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, I liked it.
What is that other movie he's in?
I like that the slums, like, we should watch movies. Let's
I know. They're ripping us off. I hate them. I'm done with
and
them.
And I was like, wait, this sounds familiar.
How do I know this?
Yeah.
But then, like, of course, like, I'm like, oh, you should watch this movie. It's great.
Yeah. You're helping the man.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah.
Whatever, because they do a better job than us, so it's fine.
Right.
I wish I could remember what movie he was in. I'm trying to look when he just kind of always plays like a character that's just kind of like douchey. I guess that's a good example. But I like him a lot.
So. Yeah. Douchey, douchey, douchey.
So what do you want to watch next? That's the big thing.
I think I'm going to watch that Something Frequency movie that Cole suggested.
High Fidelity?
Right? Oh, High Fidelity, yeah. High Frequencies.
Audio Frequencies. Like, nope, that's not it. Imagine if this was like 8 years ago and you walked into Blockbuster and you're like, I want to watch High Frequencies. They
like,
would
done.
Just be like, what? They're like, oh, here it is. They just dust it off and it's some crazy movie from the 80s.
Right. That's funny.
Actually, what they would do is they type in their computer and be like, oh, we have high anxiety or we have High Times at Ridgemont High. Like, they would just have, like, other movies. You know what I mean? They
High Anxiety. That's
funny. It's Fast Times. I was thinking it was High Times because it's all about weed.
Yeah, and then after that, I think I'm going to watch – I have to re-listen to our South African episode. But I think it's like the Indian or whatever.
It's called the Indian. Yeah, he's the Indian.
Yeah.
But that's not the one about the – because there's like one called the Indian and it's about like the motorcycle company. Is it that?
Yeah, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay, because the way you described it, I was like, I don't know. He blatantly says the Indian.
It's weird that I don't know if it fixed itself or not, but like my phone like downloaded, like re-downloaded all our podcasts.
Oh, nice.
I guess there was an issue with like the Podbean feed.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to message the 60 Cycle Home guys and see how if there is a way to fix it, or if it just fixed it itself, or if Podbean like fixed it on their end, because like it was literally every single episode of Gear Slum like re-downloaded on my phone, and every one of ours. So I'm just, I was like, we're just padding our stats.
Oh, that stinks. Yeah. Yeah. Really, we only have 12 listeners. Yeah, I mean, the movie's called The Indian, and I think this is what he means, and it's about, like, it's got, like, a picture of, like, an Indian motorcycle on the cover, so.
Right, yeah.
I think that's what he means. I would watch it. It looks a little cheesy by the cover, but the cover looks like a first-year, like, graphic design major who's trying to, like, do a project. Yeah, and he's got to make like a movie poster, and that's
that's
I'm gonna save that and post that to the group because that's definitely what it looks like. So I'm working on a guitar too right now. I got that smuggler's body, like a smuggler's telly body, and I'm currently spraying it.
Nice.
The kids are away for the weekend, so I feel like I can spray in my basement because I can't paint any. And they're like around because they're like, oh, they're all dead now. I'm like, oh, I miss them. And so, but I'm doing it like a teal color. So I'll see if I like that. I hope I like it, but I'm good. I'm doing it to sell it. So we'll see. But I want to get a clear pickguard for it because that's kind of like the thing about it. But I don't know if I can make it look old enough underneath the pickguard before like, you know what I mean, like make it look aged with like the pick guard on when it's clear. So, but we'll see. I don't know, we'll see how far I get.
We shall see.
Oh yeah,
input.
Yeah. Yep. So I don't know. You got anything else, man?
Not much, man. Just gonna be leaving in about probably like an hour.
Maybe
40-ish minutes to go head to
Worship night.
Yeah, every first Saturday our church is like a worship service, and this week they're actually doing like pizza. So they're gonna do like pizza before, and then like some trivia, and then worship time. So
is it only Bible trivia? Because that would be amazing.
I don't think it's only Bible trivia. I've never gone to a pizza night one, so we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'll fill you in. I'll just wear like my Pelotar shirt, and then wear like a button up, and then I'll put when we're eating pizza, I'll button up my shirt and I'll live stream from my pocket and like, like I'm being a secret spy. I thought about doing that like while I was in the movies, like ghetto bootlegging.
That's funny. That's super funny. Yeah. Just to do a live stream. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You should live stream the worship night. A lot of people do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would. You put it on the music stand. Do you have to do the practice for it? You have to do practice first, right?
Yeah.
Then just do it during practice. So a lot of people do it. I saw Eric Veronic did it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll do it then. Show you my skills or lack thereof, electric guitar skills. I was so nervous. I was like, we're going to play My Lighthouse. I know it. Oh, no, not My Lighthouse. We are playing My Lighthouse. So I was like, we're going to play Lion and the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to have to learn the solo. And then so I learned
it. Do you know the solo or no?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I knew it one time. Yeah, I
it's
knew.
It's really easy because like, it's I really hear easy, it all the time. Like, yep. I hear it all the time. So like just looking at it, it's like, okay, this makes sense.
Yeah, it's not very hard, but it's funny because like I had learned it and then we didn't play the song for a couple of weeks, or I wasn't on the team for a couple of weeks, and then they're like, oh, you got to do the lead. And I was like, I don't know it. And Ephraim's like, it's like this. And was just like didn't even make the noise. He's like, it's like this. And like didn't even like do it. And I was like, what does that mean? And so like I was like, give me 5 minutes. And I just like, you know, in like 30 seconds, I was able to figure it out again. But
right,
I was like,
yeah, that's funny. It's like this. Like, oh. You did nothing.
he just showed like higher up the neck. He was like, you know, like this, like not yeah. playing anything at all. Like he didn't show me anything. Like that's it was funny. Hilarious. Yeah, super funny. So, all right, man. Well, I think I'm going to head out.
All right,
it
man.
It was awesome. And we'll be back next week.
Next week. We'll be back next week. Hey, boo-boo.
Next week, baby.
Next week. All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, bye.